So, tell me about your new house. What's it like?
Wonderful. I can't believe that we finally got it, after looking for so long. I'm really happy with it.
So, tell me, where is it?
Well, it's in Cadaqués. Do you know it? About 2 hours' drive from Barcelona?
Yes, I've been there once or twice.
Well, you know how lovely it is there, then. Anyway, it's a two-story house, though it's only little. Just two bedrooms upstairs. And then downstairs we've got the kitchen and living room.
Big enough, though. A bedroom for you two, and another for visitors, like me.
Exactly. And there's a little garden in front with a lovely old pine tree. I want to hang a swing off that, or maybe a hammock.
And do you have a sea view?
Unfortunately, no. But we do have a lovely view of the mountains. We're only 5 minutes' walk from the sea, but the house faces the other way. That's partly why we got such a good price, probably. But, you know, I think I prefer the mountain view.
Yes, and they're pretty big mountains up there. I remember the road to Cadaqués winds round and round. And listen, have you met any of your neighbours yet? Are they nice?
Well, we've only met the neighbours on one side, and they seem really friendly. It's a family, seems to have about 5 kids, and a couple of dogs. They live there all year. I mean, they don't just go on weekends, like us. So we'd see a lot of them. On the other side, there's a little old house. Seems quite neglected. I'm not even sure if anyone lives there. Certainly we haven't seen anyone. And the real estate agent didn't know.
I'm not sure I'd want 2 dogs next door.
No, it's fine. We both love dogs, and they seem such friendly ones.
That's good. And how often do you plan to go up there?
Well, right now we plan to go up every weekend. I mean, the weather's so hot, and it's the perfect place to be. But I guess that in the autumn and winter we'll go a bit less. Have to see what the weather's like up there in winter. You know, if it's sunny, it could still be quite pleasant. But I know they get some really strong winds up there in the winter. We'll probably go once or twice a month in winter.
Yes, it does get pretty cold in winter, I remember. And the water gets really cold.
Well, we won't be going swimming in winter, but we'll still go windsurfing, because we wear wetsuits for that, and the strong winds will make us go so fast. But we'll probably give up the canoeing for winter, because it's no fun at all canoeing in strong winds.
No, it's just hard work, really, isn't it?
Exactly. And if we don't feel like windsurfing, or the wind's too strong, well, there's always the mountains. You know how much we both love climbing. I'm sure we'll always have plenty to do.